firefighters mopped up the remains of a 250-acre wildfire on Sunday that busted out 2 days earlier in a residential area near Delta Junction. Alaska Division of Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says the North Eielson fire spread quickly on Friday from a forested area off the Tanana Loop Extension Road northeast of Delta across three grassy farm fields before running into a forested area near several homes. Investigators are looking into the cause of the fire, which was initially thought to be from a tree falling on a power line. But fire managers said Saturday there are no power lines in the area where the fire began. South winds on Friday were blowing 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusting to 50. Mowry says it was the first significant wildfire of the season.
We've had a lot of, you know, debris burns that have escaped, you know, but nothing to this extent where we've got an air tanker.
Firefighters with State Forestry, BLM, Alaska Fire Service, and others kept the blaze from damaging any homes. Mowry said a forestry air tanker from Palmer dropped at least two loads of retardant to help keep it from spreading.
There were some structures immediately threatened, but that's been mitigated.
Residents of the area were on alert in case evacuations were ordered, but that didn't become necessary. According to a forestry report, three 20-person initial attack crews and a load of eight smoke jumpers worked into the early morning Saturday to contain the fire. A bulldozer was used Saturday to break up windrows and berms that caught fire, while about 80 personnel searched for hot spots and mopped up the perimeter, which was fully contained by Saturday night. Forestry's Delta Area Fire Management Officer Mike Goyette says most of the estimated 250 acres burned by the fire was farm fields. He says conditions throughout the area are expected to remain extremely dry until green up.